I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. At the end of the day on July 23, 1787, three things were evident to Elbridge Gerry, delegate from Massachusetts to the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia. The first was that the delegates were still far from resolving the particulars of the chief executive. Second, the work that had been done so far needed to be reduced to a single coherent draft. And third, after 2 months of working 6 days a week, the delegates needed a break. So Gerry moved that a committee of detail be formed. The motion passed, and Oliver Ellsworth, John Rutledge, Edmund Randolph, Nathaniel Gorham, and James Wilson were selected to serve. The rest of the convention delegates stood down. George Washington and Gouverneur Morris went fishing. Edmund Randolph was given the duty of producing a first draft of a document embodying all that had been agreed to. Randolph set about that task governed by two principles. First, the Constitution should contain essential principle only, lest the operation of government become bogged down by an overly specific organizing document. And the second was to use simple and precise language. Under the Committee of Detail, a proper working constitution began to take shape. The Constitution Minute is sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance, with offices in Tyler, Forney, Austin, Houston, and Dallas, and online at HibbsHallmark.com.